There are over 1,200 townships in Michigan. Their interests in Lansing are represented by the Michigan Townships Association. Linda Preston has served as Pokagon Township Supervisor in Cass County for the past 10 years. Before that, she was Township Clerk, elected first in 1984. Preston will also serve for the next year as President of the Michigan Townships Association. She was elected at the association's annual conference and expo in late January. Linda Preston, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today.
So tell us what you consider some of the top priorities for Michigan Townships during the next year.
Well, I'd say the first thing coming up right now is there's the ballot proposal for road funding. We're really encouraging people to consider providing safe roads for our people to work and to travel on. Roads are a great economic stimulus, and you need to have good roads in order to provide good places of business. So we just are really wanting people to make sure they recognize the value of the roads.
So the Townships Association then is recommending a yes vote on the May 5th ballot proposal?
Yes, we would suggest that you vote yes on the roads.
Are you concerned about what that increase, though, might mean for constituents? Because right now some of the polling is showing that people are a little bit concerned about the increase in the sales tax. And obviously, everybody would have to pay more, including people who live in townships. I guess, you know, what do you say to people who wonder if it's a good deal at the end of the day to boost the sales tax 1%?
I would have to say, do you value your automobile and your life? You know, some of the situations that roads have gotten into have created accidents, and we don't want to see that at all. You know, you hear complaints of, well, I popped a tire or I blew a rim on a pothole. So you'll have expenses there if you have bad roads that happen to hit one of those holes.
Among the legislative priorities spelled out by the Michigan Townships Association is a change in term limits. Can you give us an idea of what people in the townships would like to see? Do they just want longer term limits for state lawmakers?
I would say longer terms, but the terms that they have right now, they are just learning how the whole process works. And by the time you've kind of come very familiar with it, your term limits are up and you're on your way out. So I would like to see the terms extended.
Is that an issue where your organization may be willing to take a lead role on this? Because it's probably going to require a petition drive in order to get it before voters. Lawmakers have been reluctant to put any change themselves on the ballot. I guess I'm wondering how big an issue the Michigan Townships Association sees term limits and how much muscle they would put behind it.
Probably at this time, I don't imagine that they would be the lead on that issue. We probably would back anyone else that's willing to bring that to the forefront, but I don't see, because like you said, there's many lawmakers that are not willing to bring that forward. We probably would not force the issue at this time.
When you're dealing with state lawmakers up there, a lot of them come through local government. Are there a fair number of lawmakers who have come through at the township level and have a good understanding of what you're facing on a day-to-day basis?
Yeah, there's a nice percentage of those that have come through townships or counties and understand what goes on in the townships on a day-to-day basis. So it's good to get friendly with some of those and make good relationships. We should have good relationships with all lawmakers so that they understand what our issues are.
Another election reform that the Michigan Townships Association is backing is no reason absentee voting. What's the reason for wanting to see that change?
Right now, many people that use absentees maybe stretch the truth as to that they may be absent from the community. And this just allows people to be honest.
And your group has also called for greater authority for local governments to prevent the spread of invasive species of plants and animals. Is invasive species an issue which more townships are having to deal with and seeing as more of a problem?
It is a growing problem, and many of the townships have faced this, and the lake associations bring these issues, you know, to the townships to help. Many of them have local assessments for the control of the invasive species, and everybody just keeps searching for new ways to try to control it.
You are, according to the St. Joseph Benton Harbor Herald Palladium, the first Cass County official to lead the MTA, Michigan Townships Association, just the third from Southwest Michigan in the 60-plus year history of the MTA. Do you think that you see an opportunity here to bring more of the concerns and issues in Southwest Michigan forward and get them more attention in your new role?
Yeah, I do. Being able to travel around the state and to talk about activities and things that are going on in Southwest Michigan, I'm real excited to have that opportunity and to talk with. I have good relationships with the lawmakers in Southwest, but I would like to also get to know many of the others, and I think that will help me to be able to do that.
How much additional work do you take on in a leadership position for something like the MTA?
It's additional work, but it's very rewarding. So at the end of the day, it's you feel good about what you've been doing.
You also mentioned to the Herald Palladium that every so often there seems to be this movement that maybe we don't need townships in Michigan. You say that seems to have died down, but do you sense that there perhaps are people who would like to consolidate government in some ways? And that could mean, if not the elimination of townships, fewer townships in the state.
Mm-hmm. That threat always exists. And there are some individuals that feel that there's too much government. I really am a strong believer that townships are the grassroots of government. It's the closest to the people, and it allows the people to come in and voice their opinion and share their ideas. And I truly feel that it's probably one of the best forms of government.
At the same time, do you think there are still some opportunities to work with other units of government to consolidate, perhaps share services and reduce costs, those sort of things?
Oh, consolidation of services is the way of life now. And townships have been doing that sort of thing for many years with cooperative ambulance authorities, fire authorities. The list there goes on and on. But certainly to come together to share those sorts of expenses and divide that up amongst the entities involved is a way to great cost savings for the people and provide probably much better services in the end.
Governor Snyder has said in the past he wanted to find ways to perhaps encourage more of those efforts. Are there things the state could do, some more carrots or maybe just some ways of getting obstacles out of the way, if they exist, to sharing services and those sort of things?
Well, I'm sure that there's carrots out there that would attract many if he had some kind of incentives and to do more consolidating of services. The dashboards with the statutory revenue sharing provided that for many of our urban areas, cities, and larger townships, but that did not affect some of the smaller townships.
Linda Preston, thank you very much for your time.
Well, thank you very much for giving me the opportunity to boast townships. Like I said, I think they're probably one of the best forms of government, and I have truly enjoyed being involved in township government in Cass County and Pokagon Township, and I look forward to my year with the Michigan Township Association as their president.
Linda Preston is a supervisor of Pokagon Township in Cass County, and she was recently elected president of the Michigan Townships Association. I'm Gordon Evans.